He'd help us. I get my 200-pound and cook for the hens, and he'd have happiness.
With two
little children.
That's a lot of cooking to do with children.
The oldest girl that come in here the other day was just about 3 years old, and then the boy was about a year old. It was wrong. You had to do some getting about.
I bet you did have a lot of running to do.
And outside work, you had other work to do there on the, around in the yard with your cows and your hogs and everything else.
Well, that's really interesting work. If there was a farmer living somewhere near y'all then, when you were coming along, if he let his farm get all run down and didn't take good care of it, you might say, well, I don't know, but he just what?
Lazy. Just lazy and didn't care. That's what I'd say. So, because if you take care of your land and your farm, you won't. It'll take care of you. It'll grow you enough to live off of.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't care for it and take care of it, it's like anything else you buy. If you don't care to take care of it, it don't last anything. Now, you know yourself, if you don't take care of your car, what's going to happen to it?
It'll fall apart.
It'll fall apart and be broken apart. And that's just the way anybody is with homes. If they don't take care of it, they soon be in debt and the debtors get.
So, but some man like that, you say,
he won't care. He just don't care where he, if he owns it or don't own it.
That's terrible. I guess that's bad way to be.
Well, it is. Now, if they've got children, they need a home to stay at. And a place, a shelter over their heads. I don't care. I don't want these fancy homes myself. I just got an ordinary home, and I'm proud of it.
Well, it certainly is a nice one.
Well, if I didn't stay here and work around and clean up around it, what would it look? It would be look like throwed away down there in them woods.
Would it just? You have to take care of them.
You have to take care of them. And mine ain't finished now. Mine ain't one of these fine finished homes. Mine's just partly. It ain't yet finished. And there's no way left.
Well, I like it a lot.
And I'm just, as I told the children, it was home to me. I says, I can live with any of you children. My daughter-in-law, don't have but one daughter-in-law and then two son-in-laws. I says, I can live with any of you. But I says, I just love to be at home.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's a good way to be, I think.
I says, now, whenever I get this completely disabled to get about, I says, then I'll obey what y'all want me to do. I says, I'm not fussing to hurt no one of these feelings.
Well, how long have you been living in this house?
I've been living in this one house 40 years.
40 years.
It was built in World War II. You couldn't get anything. My husband bought pines and carried them, trucked them to a sawmill and sawed the framing of the top of the house.
Yes.
He just had worked at that. He knew what to do. And he put all the framing of the house inside under here, wood and all, come from what he saw, green pines.
Well, if I asked somebody how long they'd been living in the house, and they didn't know, what would they say?
Well, I don't know, I reckon. That's what they'd say, or have to ask somebody else. But now, I know, I hope they're in this house.
Well, how could they say it and use the word sure? Could they use the word sure?
I reckon they could. They might could say, I sure don't know, for I ain't been living here long. Now, wouldn't that sound like they'd say? They'd say, I sure don't know. I just moved in behind somebody else. Well, you see, I'm sure because I know I toted the blocks and helped to build it.
So you do?
Yeah. I lived right down on the corner down here, a pedestal street.
And that...